my god. I've got special powers, like, maybe everyone's so bored that they just don't kill themselves.
This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Jan, Jake, Peter, Sean, Kyle, Kelly, Jake.
Lunch lid saved, 13th of the 3rd, 2015. Hello, JL182.com.
Make as little noise as you possibly can.
How bad is it?
I'm going to begin by getting our friend Shane to read us a news story. So I want you to read this news break, because I think you'll be best at reading it. Don't read the headline I gave it. That's just,
Don't read the first.
Oh, shit. Is it okay?
I've known for a couple hours.
Is my three months?
Oh no! Did you drop that phone?
I don't know if my 3 month.
Another
thing is
stream.
Up yet. Is my 90-day thing up yet?
It was
January, February, March. No, it was in January. So I think it's not up yet.
I am. Sorry.
They won't believe me though. They won't believe me. All right, read it and anyway, we'll hope it's worth it.
A British Airways flight was forced to turn around because of what is being reported as a smelly poo. The plane was heading from Heathrow to Dubai on Thursday, a 7-hour flight. Abhishek Shakdev was on board, tweeted, insane. Our BA flight to Dubai returned back to Heathrow because smelly poo in the toilet. He told a newspaper, the pilot made the announcement requesting senior cabin crew, and we know something was a bit odd. Somebody shit in the toilet, it was really bad.
No, you have to read the whole thing.
Wait, is this a Sky News article?
This is from the Washington Post.
Oh yeah, because Sky News always quote tweets.
About 10 minutes later, he said, "You may have noticed there's a quite pungent smell coming from one of the toilets." He said it was liquid fecal excrement. Those are the words he used. The plane had been airborne for just 30 minutes when it turned around. The next available flight was 15 hours later, so passengers had to be put up in a hotel overnight.
Oh, coolio.
Sarah, who works for the airline, said, "When you're up at that altitude, the cabin has to be pressurized, so the problem is that anything like that is actually a health and safety problem, because only 50% of the air is being recycled and cleaned." In the statement, BA said, "A decision was taken to return for the safety and comfort of our customers on board. We're very sorry for the discomfort of customers. We provided them with hotel accommodation and rescheduled the flight to depart the next day."
Story.
Yeah. Did they let
you
around back
on
the plane?
The guy who did the smelly food.
Do they know who did it?
I have another story.
Yeah, how did they call this man or woman who
it's probably a woman.
Put that liquid fecal excrement in?
All right, bye Shane. Oh, I'm scared. I'm really worried about my screen
now.
Alright, so I have another story. A Charlotte man who stands at his front door naked is upsetting his neighbors, but police say he's not doing anything illegal. People started calling police Friday to lodge the latest of what officials say are 4 complaints so far this year.
Michael, what's wrong?
Neighbors say that the... Neighbors say that the man stands naked at his door several times a week and has been doing so for years. My daughter grew up in this neighborhood. Even this week when she was home from spring break, she would say, "Mom, I'm getting ready to go outside, but let me check if he's out there first." That's how bad it is. Neighbors have taken pictures and videos and hope the images will prompt the homeowners association to file it.
Some
sort of complaint.
Should he have to...
It says he's in his own home, so he's on his property. He can wear whatever he wants.
Yeah, but if he's...
He cannot be charged.
Well, if he's visible from a public street...
Wait, is he standing in his door?
He's standing in his door naked, just waving at people.
No, I think that's okay, because technically you're kind of like looking into his property.
And yeah, you are, yeah.
I think you're kind of a very grey area.
It is, like, he's really fucking with the law. It's like the whole ecstasy thing last week. Like, he's actually found a really great loophole for public nudity. What a cool guy. I respect him so much.
It's like, I'm going to find out a way to be nude in public.
So, Michael, you watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt this weekend.
Oh, first season.
I have a admission to make. I watched the first half of the finale, and then the file broke and went off, so I haven't seen the last 20 minutes of the show yet, or the last...
It's just as underwhelming as every other episode.
Oh, I really like it. I like it very much.
Oh, yeah, it's...
I think it's really good.
Really funny.
It's not like a classic show, but...
No. It's really funny and really quirky.
Yeah. There's some great stuff, like the Pinot Noir song.
Oh, so great.
The Spider-Man musical.
So great.
The, what else is there? Some other really cool stuff. But it's, I really like it. I watched the whole thing. I haven't finished the finale. Reverend Wayne, Gary Wayne.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, so charming.
Yeah. And when he goes to see, what's his name? Le Fou? The guy who does the straight counseling.
Which?
You know, he goes to see Dean Norris, and he's having to have the thing, and Dean Norris trains Titus to be straight.
That was great.
That's the best episode.
Oh my god, he's so good.
What's his character's name?
Bring him back, yeah.
What's his character's name? It's Mr. LeFou.
Well, I can't remember his character.
That was great. I love that episode. But,
that was pretty.
But and then the guy who does the opening credits music, he comes back in the second last episode, and he's telling Titus all about his experience as a viral sensation. But
it's a miracle.
On the other hand, Lucian is very breakable, and running has broken Lucian. Lou Run has failed.
But you what? Why?
Yeah, you were like,
I ran 2.5 miles yesterday, 20 minutes.
Why?
And then I broke.
20 minutes.
Yeah. And then I broke. Running broke Lucian. My leg.
So, are you going to do it ever again?
Why did you just randomly run? Were you inspired by Brezzy? Great.
Yes.
This time for
the speech. So, my first day was on Sunday. Yes.
Wait, why are you inspired by Brezzy?
Oh, that was a joke. So, on Sunday, I ran 1.2 in 16 minutes. So, then yesterday morning, I got up at 8 a.m., decided to up my game. 2.5 miles, 22 minutes. That's 9 minutes a mile.
Yeah.
And I lost 260 calories. And I ran from my house, which is there, all the way up the hill, and down Western Street, and down there. I went into the park, went into the woods, ran around there, came back around, did it in 20 minutes. And then I fainted. Passed out.
Why?
Then I broke my legs up.
Were you, like, wearing the uniform? I can just imagine.
I was just
running around in a school uniform.
Oh, what's up, cool kid?
Yes, sir. Check the mic. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, sir. Enter Cliffy in the venue.
You know, we were kicked out of here last Tuesday. We were telling you that.
Wow.
Why were we kicked out?
I mean,
because Owen was standing here going, take this for 20 minutes.
And then Mr. Bennett
comes in. He's like, what are you guys doing here? Get out of here. You're not supposed to be here. So, but we've reclaimed our homeland.
Yeah, buddy.
David, how was your trip to Canada?
It was good.
We've been talking. You went to Canada. Did you meet Connor?
We haven't talked to you since you were in Canada. Did you meet Connor?
Shout out to the makers of Capri Sun.
No.
Good choice.
What if he listens to us now?
He'll never listen.
He's like limiting his voice.
He doesn't know how. He has no internet.
Really?
No, he doesn't. Although we did Skype.
Shout out to my man Connor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have internet, because I've been talking
to him. Of course he doesn't.
Pretty sure he doesn't listen to the show, though.
And I just have him Snapchat.
No, he's never listened to it. What did you do in Canada? Were you at a Rocks convention?
It was. A Rocks convention.
Wow.
Rocks.
That is just fantastic.
What?
The PDAC in Toronto.
Who was like the special big name guest that was there? Was it Dwayne the Rock? Was it Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
He was on display.
He's in a glass case.
The most
beautiful. You know, he called the thing. Mm.
The
most beautiful, the most beautiful rock in the world. Dwayne the Rock. I want Dwayne Johnson to run for president.
He's trying to make the NFL look good, sir.
Is
he? Used to play Canadian football.
Well, his dad was an even better wrestler than he was, but I read his whole Wikipedia page yesterday. I was trying to find out about his political leanings because I wanted to run for president.
Turns out he's like a hardcore Republican, but who cares? He's still running his Hillary.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, but he's still gonna lose.
He's like best friends with
although he could
really
he could turn it around. With the
if anyone could beat Hillary, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's friends with Harry.
He's
Harry
very
like
this beat.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of my favorite people. He's such a cool guy. He just seems like such a nice person, and he's awesome. He's such a great person.
Yeah,
I love Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What about that rap movie though? San Andreas.
I am very excited for San Andreas.
You said it looks terrible.
I never said San Andreas looks
yes,
terrible.
Yes, you did.
When?
A couple of weeks ago. A couple of months ago.
Before the trailer came out.
The trailer was out. I actually saw the trailer.
Impressive.
The trailer is very great. It looks like 2012.
I actually don't think it was.
And I really
know.
I am the proud owner of a 2012 Steelbook 2-disc Blu-ray.
But what I remember of the trailer is...
It's proudly on my shelf.
He's like a helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
And then his daughter goes missing in like... some serious earthquake and...
Yeah, and he has to save her and other people. And there's a lot of ethnic diversity.
I didn't know.
From the director of the classic film Journey to the Mysterious Island.
Shout out to white people.
No, we don't have any. No white people don't listen to us. I was telling them about running my 2.5 miles yesterday. And how that broke loose yet.
I'm not going to believe unless I see a picture of you and you're running.
Yeah,
I want to see what you're running.
Well, I took
a
picture.
It's so easy to Photoshop that stuff. Velstars.
But
he doesn't own shorts.
I was wondering, where my shoes were like
run
like
that.
I took a selfie when I was running.
Well, then you're not running.
No, like, take a selfie in the mirror.
I took a selfie at the bus shelter yesterday when I stopped to catch my breath. Or I wasn't sorry.
Or to catch the bus.
in the mirror. I want to say,
here's what I'll do. I'll put this in my pocket and I'll, audio record my entire run.
Yeah. I do not want to hear it on my.
It'll just be. through the whole thing. No one wants to hear that.
Well.
Or you could lightly jog and comment on things as you
were. What was your inspiration to.
In the locker room last week and noticing how I was like the fattest person there and being like,
you have no body fat whatsoever.
Exactly, that's so true.
I'm like, I really need to get fit. And
wait, how far did you look? Did you like look in the corner and like me and that was it?
No, I just looked at like a couple of people nearby.
There were so many.
Don't name
so
people.
I'm such a good favorite.
Got the league of the.
Yeah, I was amazing.
There's no way you were
there's absolutely no way.
I'd be better than you. But like, there's that Frezzy story was definitely played
part. That was
a
terrible
story. It was a stupid.
You know that speech with Quinn?
No, he was gone that way.
That was Frezzy.
I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so she makes a speech about how she went to see Freddy talking about the mental health of young kids.
Oh, okay.
He was saying that when he was a teenager, he had his demons, but he overcame them because he had kept his runners beside his bed, and every night he'd go running.
Like,
his
if I did that, I'd say my parents would, file a missing persons report.
Yeah.
Well, I've gone out twice this week. I've gotten up way before my parents. I've gone running, I've come back, and they've been like, where were you?
If I was Brezzy, I'd get up at like 4 o'clock and then go out and get hit by a car, so I wouldn't wear any high vis gear.
When it's Brezzy, he's like 6'8" and beautiful.
The car would break.
But he might not have been 6'8" and beautiful when he was like 15.
It's only because he's 6'8" and beautiful.
Does he even make music anymore? I don't think he does.
He does play the off few songs.
I want to see the Cronus. And he was one of the acts that were performing with the group. Oh my god, it's
shit. Sorry, I can't name a single one of his songs.
He had a song which had something about taking back the city or something.
So bad.
Or was that a song by Bill X1?
That's
Bill
X1. Yeah, Bill X1, sorry.
That's Bill X1, but Brezzy has a song about taking back the city as well. And it's got like a really bad bass line.
It's not Take Back the City for me, it's Take Back the City for you. It's the same tune.
I hate Brezzy.
I've gotten really big in just MCing.
Okay, where have you been MCing?
Around.
There was a leprechaun. There was a leprechaun outside Carvin the other day, and he was playing the fiddle, and I was going to go over and say hi to him.
Yeah,
Wait, how did Carbon come up in history?
Oh,
yes, sir!
Because he was telling us where the old police barracks used to be, and it was in where Rockin' Joe's.
For legal reasons, we must call it Rockin' Joe's.
Because Eddie Rockets went bankrupt, so now they're Rockin' Joe's. So they, and
really sad.
And Owen was like, is that opposite Carbon? And everyone was...
Yeah, and I was like, everyone knows
that
Mr.
Deary
knows all about Kevin.
Yeah.
Owen.
You
know. Hey! Ah!
Dara, did you hear this great news story?
Samson!
That was around the other day.
The one with the plane.
The one with the smelly poo. The flight was cancelled because of a smelly poo.
I mean, fair enough.
It's a real story. The plane was headed from Heathrow to Dubai, and they had to shut it down because of a smelly poo.
To be honest, if I was going from Heathrow to Dubai, I would...
turn this plane around!
Oh my god.
Do you know what DJ did to James Bond?
Oh,
Do I want to?
James Bond was walking up the stairs, and DJ just got him by the head and fired in his face. It was so bad that James got sick and went home.
Oh, crap!
Like, he actually threw up.
Oh my god.
No, DJ is actually an animal. I think he dropped out. I've seen DJ's penis so many times.
Yeah,
I've seen
more than a guy should.
I've only seen his testicles. No, he once goes, last year he goes, first time I saw it, he goes, hey Owen, do you want to see Trench? And I was like, of course. Do I? And then he pulled out his tongue. I was like, ah.
That's flashing.
DJ should wear a flasher coat.
Oh, and then it's
on
the
park. Oh, who took that picture of his balls and shot him like crap?
Oh, that was Owen.
Oh, why would you take a picture of that?
I don't know.
This is funny.
Yeah.
It's not.
I leave
the Facebook group for that.
Yeah, I did. I was going to.
That was just.
I remember me and Dara were trying to find DJ's house. Because you're going to Bruce's 18th.
We go to parties because we're popular.
And
we have parties.
It's Owen's birthday
in 2 weeks. We're having a party. There's going to be fast cars and Brazilian ladies.
And base hunter.
Wait, no, continue.
No, we were trying to find DJ's house, and we decided we were looking for the worst house in the estate. The most run down. But it turns out it was the most furnished and nice house I've been in a while.
Like, we went to this, it's like, okay, this house looks horrible. We locked in this room. This guy answers, is like, his hand on his mouth, like, hello?
Oh, he couldn't speak.
And he's like, I'm just nervous. He's like, we're looking for DJ. And he just steps out of his house, like, who? It's like, DJ Henley, your neighbor, is like, what's wrong? And then we went to the next door over, and like, he was his, like, neighbor.
And there was the old one.
My next door neighbors wouldn't know me, though.
Dog and bird at us.
Yeah.
How many houses did you go into?
Oh, we went to, like, at least 10.
Did
you call him or something?
No, we couldn't. Nobody would pick up, would they?
No,
neither of us had DJ's number.
DJ does not use his phone.
I have DJ's number.
And you don't have a house number.
I have his number because he was in where the
And DJ goes. Introduced me to his mom as his boyfriend.
Do DJ and Tommy's granny live in the same estate?
Oh god.
Oh yes! Furlong and Clark! Or, yes. Cochrane and Clark.
Oh, okay.
What was your, what did you guys do on St. Patrick's
Day?
I did get a haircut. You're the second person.
What? Did you actually get a haircut?
So, yeah.
How did you
it's
not know
exactly
it?
It's the same.
It's really
no,
dramatic.
It's, short.
It's way shorter.
A little
fun story. Fun story. Fun story, everyone. Okay, so I was watching Sean Sweeney get high. It was hilarious.
Most of it is this. This is illegal.
Right, and then you have to say this is all
Sean Sweeney is now referred to as seven.
Okay, what did he get high on?
We'll
keep that classified.
So we'll say this is a made-up story. We're going to say this is a made-up story.
It's
okay. For the sake of legality,
quote, a made-up story. Okay. Is there,
you can't use his real name either.
Seven. Is there,
call him Nia.
Performing the act of substance abuse.
Okay.
And
in your story.
He's like, it feels like I'm at a party. But someone's partying for me. And he was there going, this feels so good. It's like this is energy. He was like complaining that it felt so good.
Was it his first time?
Wow.
No. Just the filter wasn't very good.
Oh, that was fast.
You've nailed that sneeze. What did you do, Coughlin?
I wandered the town.
By yourself, or like?
Yes.
I was with him, but then after.
Yeah.
To go watch.
He didn't leave you.
I looked around.
Dara found all my friends.
You left us.
Yeah.
In the middle of the park.
We're
very
high.
Okay,
I met Dara. I met Dara too.
Yeah.
Tyler was like, fuck around, you pussy.
These guys, remember two things. Squad, and put him in the casket.
Put him in a pot,
coffin. That's
well, put
casket. Same thing.
No, wait.
Why St. Patrick's Day uses, like, a reason to get high and drunk?
Every other holiday.
Here's a quote from Dara Clifford. Come on, guys, we should be celebrating the birth of St. Patrick.
And he said it sarcastically. He said that completely out of context. That just makes me sound retarded. More retarded.
Dara, you forgot how to spell your name.
What time?
It could be hard.
Come on.
I forgot what it had.
What's
the D?
No, the H.
I went to Spittle and I walked over towards the beach and there was like 60 to 70, you know, thugs with their rollies over there. And I was
Tom Crumbs was there. They were not thugs.
Was he actually there? Because I thought he might.
He's at the pier.
Yeah, that's where I was and I ran.
Yeah, they're not thugs.
Man, I should have pushed him out.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah.
They look like thugs. They're gonna go
on.
Wait, so who are they? What level of violence?
How
they enact upon me and Michael?
They have like so much
zero. You have so much social anxiety.
Social anxiety. I'm paranoid about stuff.
You were worried that you should cut your hair
like
too short.
The corner, so
I heard
you were
on an album
behind.
And one of them was called Biodegradable.
I'm writing for her. That was our album that we made. We made Antibacteria. And I probably gave her a copy.
She still has it.
20 to 30 other people. Of course she still has it.
That's such a great album.
Well,
such a great album.
You haven't heard that album, have you?
No,
I'll
send
it
to
you
sometime.
Who made it?
Me and my friend. We had a band called Antibacteria. I'm planning on releasing it on our paid service.
Oh, dude,
$10 donations.
Your
numbers are going
up. I'll put it on SoundCloud later. You can
listen
to it.
Yeah.
It's three songs called Biodegradable, Rockstar Pudding, Michael. Most of them are about energy.
Rockstar Pudding.
I played the ukulele. We did some synths on Apple Loops on GarageBand.
Oh,
I
want to hear
this. Like every word you say,
you can't
just makes the story better.
I'm gonna have to come up with like a chart to figure out how much embarrassment it's going to cause me. Our website should still be live: antibacteria.yogasite.com.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
We did a photo shoot by The Rocks. We went to some rocks and we took a photo shoot where we were silly
ass.
I'm not embarrassed about it, it's funny. Dara, when's March Madness on?
Oh,
it's on now.
That's
important. Shit, when's the next game?
Is
it like.
I don't actually mean farmers.
Wait, what is
Madness?
Ukraine versus Australia? I don't know.
No, it's college basketball.
I know.
College basketball!
I'm not stupid.
Kentucky.
There was a report.
I'm trying to make my bracket.
They make like $5 billion an episode or a game, and they don't pay their players shit. It's
like they're legally can't get paid.
Yeah,
they are paid by the boss
because they're students, not employees.
Yeah, I went to a Princeton practice once, and they were all like, "Here's your coffee, here's your sandwiches, and here's money for food and services later."
No, they are allowed like
expenses.
They're allowed $30 the week. $30.
It's
just
for
the weekend.
And here's some money from your sponsor.
That's like
and dull
money.
Like, and they opened up their envelope. They have $100 bills in it. I don't think that's illegal at all. Bring me another bill from there with the code. We're like, oh shit.
Right, they have like, if you guess every game, like every winner of the game, right, you get like over $1 million.
No, you get $100 million.
But
that's,
they,
that's
everything
like
is
half a
like, everything
that's
is sponsored,
right.
Including like the taking down of the net is sponsored. They say our nets are lined by McDonald's. No, like, I saw a report on it where they're like every second of the game is sponsored by somebody. I have to take a picture actually.
Take a photograph. Tell another story.
Mark Madness, I'm gonna win.
Okay, the guy who won. The guy who won Player of the Year in the for college basketball was he was elbowed by Dennis Clifford.
Oh yeah.
One more.
My finger was in the way.
No, stop. Let me.
He's a professional photographer.
That one was all blurry.
Oh, wait, why are we not up here?
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, the classic stairs.
Oh. No, not the classic. We've done the classic stairs too many times.
It's the same.
It's the same. We've done too many
times.
Do
the classic stairs.
No, there's been too many classic stairs.
And just the same one again.
Michael, you get in the front. Make it.
Why are you moving?
Alright, well.
No. We've just done too many classic stairs.
Alright, I'll use one of the other ones I've already done.
Yeah.
Alright,
there
you go. No!
I almost did it!
Okay. You were.
Yeah, I want to meet David Owen, who's nurse.
I'm not even going to use it.
This for Kyle.
I'll use your mother.
Alright, fine.
Serious. Did you see me and James Harden? That's perfect.
Where did I go?
Did you get a reply?
From James Harden?
Yeah.
No.
We want to get special interview guests on our podcast soon, including a guy called Sean Goose.
Hey! Who's want to be a special interview guest?
He was an actor in Hollywood.
And penis!
What is that? I get the point. Oh, good. You're lucky this door is holding me back! Samson! Jesus Christ, Samson!
There's a guy who plays. No, I'm getting away from the door. There's a guy in the Fast and Furious 7 who plays a character called. He plays a character called a businessman. And I want to. He's a young, aspiring actor. And I want to get him on Google Hangouts to interview him on the podcast.
Yes.
I also want to interview.
I thought they weren't making any more movies out of respect.
Well, it's coming out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I also want to interview Jules about her beauty pageant career.
What?
She knows she's been like a Miss Ireland finalist like 7 times.
What?
She never won it.
I don't know. I'm not going to say that in case it's untrue, but I don't think she's won it. I want to interview her on Google Hangouts about her beauty pageant career.
Have you talked to her about this?
Oh no, it's like it's all over her Facebook. This picture.
Oh, so just stalked her.
See you guys. Good day. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We're going to be here. We're going to be here like 3 more minutes anyway.
All right,
we'll go then. We'll go.
Yeah,
all right, thank you, Dara, David, Michael, Owen,
and
Jack,
Cliffy.
Other Owen.
Yes, I.
Right, ready? Goodbye.
I'm good.